Track 8, Causes of Relapse. On the last track, we discussed the importance of an addict taking risks in a relationship and the three main risks that an addict will need to face. On this track, we will be discussing the three main causes of relapse in addicts, which I have found are leaving recovery programs prematurely, dry drunk behavior, and a lack of self-trust. Do you agree, or do you have three others? I have noticed, probably like you, that many clients in recovery programs find that they must work through the program more than once to reach recovery. Beth, age 32, is a good example. Beth, recovering from an addiction to heroin, was considering working full-time at a flower shop. She had had a number of experiences with a relapse, but felt that she was recovered enough to change jobs from working 20 hours a week bagging groceries to 40 hours a week arranging flowers. You could probably guess what happened. As the floral shop took more time and had more responsibility, it added to Beth's stress. This caused her to stop going to her 12-step meetings. Let's analyze the three most common causes of relapse. As I read through the list, think of your Beth. The first common cause of relapse that I have found is an addict's decision to leave a recovery program early or before they are ready. Often, they either approach the recovery program with a quick-fix mentality or, in Beth's case, they are in denial about the size of the problem. How many quick fixes are you currently treating that are in denial? Because Beth never reached the later steps of the program, based on my experience with other clients, I feel that she may have increased the chance that she would have a relapse. Her denial regarding the all-encompassing nature of her heroin addiction had caused her to think that she was cured before she had completed each step. As you can probably guess, after 4 weeks, Beth had returned to her heroin addiction. She stated, "I realized I was just looking for a quick solution to a problem I didn't think was that serious." The second cause of relapse I have found is an addict who has become a dry drunk. As you know, a dry drunk is an addict who has stopped the addictive behavior and is no longer chemically dependent, but is not recovering from the addictive process and the unhealthy attitudes that created that process. Some traits of a dry drunk that Beth exhibited were grandiosity, judgmentalism, intolerance, impulsivity, indecisiveness, dishonesty, controlling, and self-centeredness. Sound like a client of yours? Beth stated, "I just wanted to be able to say that I wasn't addicted anymore. I was in recovery, but the problem was I still acted like I was addicted." In addition to leaving the recovery program early and a dry drunk, the third cause of relapse I have found is a lack of self-trust or self-confidence. It is this lack of self-trust that causes recovering addicts to state that recovery is forever. Some addicts, like Beth, feel that they no longer need group support once they've reached the 12th step. However, when they stop using the group for support prematurely, they may begin to feel guilt and insecurity without the group's encouragement. This guilt for not attending meetings is often cause for a relapse. Thus, a paradox is created, where the help agent actually increases the likelihood of relapse due to guilt trips laid on members with spotty attendance. Beth stated, "I feel guilty and afraid of relapse. After I stopped going to meetings, my friends from those meetings started telling me that I was making a big mistake and I needed to come back to the meetings. But then they stopped calling me entirely. They doubt my ability to work at the flower shop and stay clean and sober without the group. I started overeating and binging and thought this was the first step back to using heroin again." For Beth, her situation could be looked at from two different points of view, depending on your philosophy regarding 12-step versus rational recovery. Either one, Beth needed to realize that she could be independent and autonomous without her group to dispel her guilt for not attending meetings, which she stated was leading to her use. Or two, a 12-step focus would state Beth needs to conclude that the meetings do keep her sober and she does need to continue to attend. Thus, according to the 12-steppers, the concept of group members guilt-tripping her is just a symptom of her dry drunk behaviors of grandiosity, judgmentalism, intolerance, impulsivity, indecisiveness, dishonesty, controlling, and self-centeredness. I felt the ready-to-leave treatment exercise might be beneficial. For the ready-to-leave treatment exercise, I gave Beth the following list of questions. 1. Have you identified and admitted your addictive behavior? 2. Have you maintained sobriety for 6 months to a year without relapse? 3. Have you completed the steps to recovery program at least once? 4. Have you learned to recognize and handle successfully the triggers and mechanisms that set off your addictive behavior? 5. Have you shared your story repeatedly with others and listened to theirs? 6. Are you able to rely on others for support and ask for help when you need it? 7. Have you had a successful relationship with a sponsor, buddy, or other support person for a significant time? 8. Have you severed or limited all relationships with people who supported your addiction unless they are fully in recovery? 9. Can you say no when tempted or pressured? 10. Do you know the difference between instant and deferred gratification, and can you choose intelligently between them? 11. Can you act on thoughtful decisions instead of impulsively reacting to events and circumstances? 12. Do you have a clear sense of who you are and what your goals are? I told her, you are only allowed to use yes or no answers. Maybes, sort ofs, and I don't knows don't count. Once she answered all 12 questions with no gray maybes or sort ofs, the majority of her answers were no. I asked Beth, are you sure you no longer need treatment? Beth looked uncertain and said, I don't know. I told her that ultimately, of course, it was her decision, but if she could consider some options, such as a support group that met at a different time with different people, if she felt at odds with the current group she was attending. I explained to her each group has a personality, and Beth considered the options and decided to try attending a support group at a different time, location, and day of the week. Do you have a client like Beth who is struggling with the possibility of relapse? Has he or she been in and out of recovery before? If so, would doing the ready-to-leave treatment 12 questions help him or her? Would it be appropriate to play this track during your next session? On this track, we have talked about three main causes I have observed regarding relapse in addicts. These causes of relapse are leaving recovery programs prematurely, dry drunk behavior, and a lack of self-trust. On the next track, we will discuss the dream of dependency and the three reasons addicts have this dream. The three reasons for the addict's dream of dependency are that their parents led them to believe someone would take care of them as adults, that their parents failed to teach them the skills necessary to take care of themselves, and that they never learned to feel capable of being responsible for themselves. Question 8. What can be three main causes of relapse in addicts?